This is Mark Steiner. Today is June the 16th. Welcome to This Day in History. That's Dr. John singing about Marie Laveau, the Vaudou queen born free in New Orleans on this day in 1801. Thousands of black and white people flocked to her spiritual power. She was loved, worshipped, and feared. Marie Laveau, Vaudou spirit world of Africa, surrounded her. Since 1924, many have celebrated today, June the 16th, as Bloom's Day, with the reading and celebration of one of the great literary works of all time, Ulysses, by the Irish author James Joyce. The entirety of the novel takes place on June the 16th, 1904. And Joyce set that date because it's the day this insanely brilliant Joyce met his love, Nora Barnacle. So read the novel. If not, just tip a pint of Guinness in his direction today. Just an interesting note today, in 1922, when James Joyce's Ulysses was published, Ireland held its first free election after years of British rule and decades of struggle to free themselves from the British. And it was today, in 1858, that Abraham Lincoln, who was then running against Stephen Douglas for the U.S. Senate in Illinois, gave his famous "House Divided Cannot Stand" speech, in which he challenged the spread of slavery, mentioned the name of Dred Scott, and lost the election. Though hardly an abolitionist dream, the speech itself sparked a firestorm, not just in his race for Senate, but across the nation. At just 14 years old, 5'1" and 95 pounds, George Stinney, at that age, was the youngest person ever executed in the United States. It was 1944, South Carolina. Two young girls, white girls, were murdered with a railroad spike. Young George Stinney took part in the search team to find those young girls. He mentioned that he had seen them riding their bikes the day before. When they found the bodies, they took George Stinney into custody. Chains and shackles fell off his skinny body. They forced a confession, told him he could have ice cream if he admitted that he did it. But no written confession was ever presented, nor any piece of evidence that linked him to the heinous crime. But this was South Carolina in 1944. The girls were white children, and he, a terrified, skinny young black kid, in front of an all-white jury, was convicted. Today in 1944, with straps that could not fit around his skinny little arms and legs, 14-year-old George Stinney was electrocuted to death. Some today are trying to reopen his case to prove his innocence. Students in Soweto, South Africa, began demonstrating today in 1976, 2 years of intense organizing by Stephen Biko's Black Consciousness Movement and the South African Students Organization against the Bantu Education Act of 1953 led to this day when 10,000 students marched peacefully to stop being forced to study the Afrikaans language, which is the language of those who created apartheid. They were met with the sheer force and firepower of the South African army and police. Many students were wounded, two were killed, and the movement exploded. Thousands would die in the coming year, but it was the beginning of the end of apartheid. And railroad union leader and socialist Eugene V. Debs spoke in Canton, Ohio today in 1918 on the relationship between capitalism and war. 10 days later, he was arrested under the Espionage Act and sentenced to 10 years in prison. And today we celebrate the birth of composer Francis Johnson, born in 1792 in Martinique. Came to Philadelphia, became not only a leader of abolition, but became the first black man to publish sheet music. In 1801, Guathele was born. We know him as Geronimo, the Apache leader whose small band of warriors held both the Mexican and American armies at bay from 1858 to 1886. He died in exile in custody in Florida in 1909. And Baltimore icon Blaze Starr passed away yesterday. She was the queen of burlesque on Baltimore's infamous, famous strip of clubs we know as the Block. She made it clear she was no stripper. She was a burlesque star. Loved and admired worldwide. From the depths of my childhood, I say farewell to Blaze. And here's a song for you, June the 16th. We remember Baltimore jazz and swing musician, drummer Chick Webb. Today, he passed away at the age of only 34. He suffered from tuberculosis of the spine, but encouraged to play the drums by his doctor, who thought it would loosen up his bones. He's the king of swing. Was the king of swing. Here's one of his songs in his memory, Harlem Congo. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with our program about the state of education in Baltimore.